One of the most innovative television programs of the 1960s was The Prisoner. There weren't many episodes, but it became a cult classic, and the man who helped create it was actor Patrick McGoohan. He has died in Los Angeles at the age of 80, and NPR's Tom Cole has this look back at his most famous work.
The Prisoner opens ominously on storm clouds and thunderclaps. Behind the wheel of a race car, Patrick McGoohan speeds across a barren landscape and into London. He stalks down a dark tunnel, throws open massive double doors, pounds on a desk, and slams down a piece of paper. Then he storms out. His photograph is X'd out, and his file dumped into a drawer labeled reassigned. He's then gassed and wakes up in a bucolic, empty village.
It was an extraordinary show, which I think led the way in many ways in showing just how powerful, how profound a TV series could be.
David Thompson is the author of A Biographical Dictionary of Film.
It's sort of as if James Bond material had been given to Harold Pinter to write to some extraordinary surreal designer to design and Hitchcock to direct.
What's the name of this place?
You're new here, aren't you?
Where?
Do you want breakfast?
Where is this?
The village.
Yes.
I'll see if coffee's ready.
Where's the police station?
Patrick McGoohan was assigned the number 6 and spent all 17 episodes of The Prisoner trying to escape the candy-colored village where everyone was watched by hidden cameras. The number was perhaps a reference to a line in the title song of the series that launched him as a secret agent. When Patrick McGoohan was approached to do a follow-up, he insisted on setting his own terms. He co-created The Prisoner and wrote, directed, and produced a number of the episodes. McGoohan was also a noted stage actor and starred in the classic 1962 jazz film All Night Long, and more recently opposite Mel Gibson in Braveheart. The single-mindedness that produced a series about an individual resisting authority earned Patrick McGoohan an intensely devoted following. TV Guide once ranked The Prisoner as number 7 in a list of the 25 top-rated cult shows ever. Too bad it couldn't make it to number 6. Tom Cole, NPR News.